So we continue from last week and getting, you know, it was a question that I've been asked last week here. It's a shame the person is not here to get the answer. And I will start with the sign. Remember that the question was, you know, where is that bad desire come from? So Rav Ashlag start with the idea, Adam nizon meshimere aklipot. A human is getting fed from the leftover of the klipot, of the dark side. And that's why the human, the way that we function, our desire, the way we are receiving from the wrong place. Because as we explained last week, you know, there is two types of desire. There is a desire that you want to receive because God wants to give you, and you want to receive because you don't have. And because the tzimtzum took a place, because the contraction took a place, what happened? We no longer can receive all the real receiving, the pure receiving, has to be by reflection. The real receiving has to be by reflection. Why? What is the reflection do to you? When you reflect back what we call Or Chozer, the Or Chozer become the force of receiving. You no longer can receive like you used to receive originally in the endless. So what is going on with us here? Let's go to the detail. Ubazet tavin shorash haklikulim. Now you will understand the roots of everything that went wrong. שנכלל תכף במחשבת הבריאה שיקדל ליהנות לנבריו. Because last week we challenged, or Rav Ashlag challenged, how can that be that everything including the Creator and something bad come out of the Creator? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But we will understand that there is evolve. It starts as good and it's evolved to become bad. Okay, so it's called ishtalshelut. And the idea is, the Creator, or Machshevet Abriya, the thought of the creation, purpose, was only le'enot le'nivra'av, only to give pleasure to the creation. We always have to start there. When you want to start anything, you have to start with that thought. What is Machshevet Abriya? Le'enot le'nivra'av. What is the thought of the creation? To give pleasure to the one that God created. Asher achal kol ishtalshelut, ei ha'olamim ha'kolim, after that evolve, or ishtalshelut, we have five universes or five worlds that been created. Shem Adam Kadmon. There is five names to the five universes. Adam Kadmon, primordial man, Atzilut, emanation, the world of emanation, Bria, creation, Yetzira, formation, and Asiya, action, where we are. Venitgalu Klipot. Right after those five universes was appear, the klipot was revealed, because below Asiya, below the world of action, below where we are, there is the klipot, there is the dark side. Gam ken bedalot olamot abia de tuma. Now, what happened, there is a mirror. Try to imagine that there is a zero, and below the zero, there is also universes. What is the universes below? There is no Adam Kadmon, there is no primordial man of the dark side, but it starts with emanation of the dark side, creation of the dark side, formation of the dark side, and action of the dark side. So now you know it's going all the way to minus four. So if you think of everything where we are is zero, that's where we are. So there is below that. Look how it works. Besod ze lumat ze asa Elokim, because it's written in many explanations that Elokim, which is, you can call it God, but it's Elokim, create everything equal. Create the positive and negative. There is yin and yang. As din telefonenu agufa akur gashmi shenemar alav ki yetzer lev adam ra mineurav. Now we have the body. What is the body? The body itself is akur v'gashmi. It's a dirty and it's physical. And we know that what it's written in the book of Genesis, you know, in the end of the section of Bereshit before Noah, it's written that the inclination, the negativity of a human being is bad from the beginning. That's what God say about human. After whatever human being did bad, God said, what can we do? The Yetzer Lev Adam, the evil inclination of a human being, start from the moment they are born. Mishum shekol yenikato meneurav umishimrei haklipot. Because the entire body consciousness, where is it getting the energy? Only from the klipot. So our body, this body, only take from darkness. The body itself not taken from the light. It's taken from the darkness. So look at us. We have two forces inside of us. It's a joke. It's almost impossible to make it, to become a spiritual person. Impossible. I'm not talking about wearing a yarmulke that you can buy for $5 and put there. Talk about being spiritual, the real deal. That's the hard part. You know, to be really spiritual is impossible almost, because you got to work on yourself. You got to become nicer. You got to be less jealous. You got to be less angry. It's so much work. So much work. Good to see you. So the idea that the body and the soul, there is so much fight, because the body nourish from the klipot, the soul nourish from the creator. Two different forces. What do you do? Now, where is it? Inside of us. Can you imagine? All day long, we have a war. People try to solve the war in the Middle East. People try to solve the war in Syria, the war in Afghanistan, in North Korea. War is here. Forget that. Here. I cannot even solve this one. This one is not in peace. I'm not in peace with myself. My body tells me one day to hate. The soul says, please love. Already the contradiction. It's so difficult. My body want to hit somebody, my soul somebody let it go. So it's all day long. There is impossible. So when they say that somebody becomes spiritual, really becomes spiritual, the beauty about becoming spiritual is about getting to a place that you want your body. And it's very, very difficult to win your body. Almost impossible to win your body. Because once you win your body, you are overcoming. Mishum שכל ענייני הקליפות והתומה הוא עניין צורת הרצון אך לקבל. What is the klipot want? What is the klipot? What is the dark side want? The dark side want only one thing. רצון אך לקבל. The dark side only want to do me, me, me and myself. That's it. So the body consciousness that come only from the klipot, only think about one thing. How can I receive? How can I receive? One time in the Mishnah, in the Talmud, the Chachamim, the sages, make a decision. Say, we can bring the Messiah by canceling the desire of the body. It will be no more desire for the body. And they were so happy with that idea. It was a problem. People didn't make any more children. And animal and people almost die because they didn't eat. Because there is two things that a person is, the body is chasing. It's sexuality and eating. Those are two things that can never go away. Why is God put within the food and within the sex such a desire for the body? Why? Because that procreate. Very good. So you can continue. That was the original reason. And why food? So you can stay alive. So it has to be those things. So when the Chachamim, the Tanaim, try to cancel that, they realize how Machshevet Abriya, how the thought of creation is so perfect. That even that what seemed like a sin meant to become something good, but very hard to overcome it. You know, people don't look at sex as procreate all the time. People don't think, okay, let's make love because we need more children. No, think about it today. They make sex and say, oh, what's your name? You know, it's not like the old day, a person even afraid to dance with a girl. My father, may rest in peace, used to teach me, if you dance with a girl, and she's with somebody and you like her, there is a way to do it. My father was a professional dancer, funny, you know. So he put the handkerchief on the shoulders of the gentleman. It's a hint to tell him if it's okay to let go of the girls because he wants to dance with her. And then my father went through all kind of how to hold. There is three holding. You hold the girl this way if you don't know her. You hold her this way if you know her a little bit. And you hold it this way if you definitely know her. So... yeah, that was my Shabbat in the old days. My father used to give me all kind of lesson. I cannot stand it. And then in the end of Shabbat, we have to do tap dancing lesson. Tuck, 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 tuck with the shoe. Tuck, tuck, tuck. Nightmare. That's what made me, I hate it so much. It's funny, right? So the idea, today, sex, food. You know, I'm reading now the book that the angel wrote to Rabbi Yosef Karo. It's called Magid Mesharim. So before Rosh Hashanah, I like to read what the angel say about how to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And one of the difficult things I read, and I like to eat, that's why I'm drinking cucumber, you know, and I love to eat. And he write about how important it is to be careful not to enjoy too much the food on the week, not this week, next week, before Rosh Hashanah, to go a little bit easy on yourself. not next week, the week, 2 weeks from now, like the week of Rosh Hashanah. So be careful how you eat it, how much you eat, like to slow down a little bit and not to enjoy it so much. So because within the food, there is so much desire that you are allowing the body to take over. Within sex, allowing the body to take over. But when a person is controlling it, through the food, he can finish the entire tikkun. Through sex, and don't take it the wrong way, you have to be married, you have to do it perfectly, you're okay. Through the sexual relationship, again, you have to be married. A person can connect to the highest level and the highest dimension if it's been done correctly. If it's been done correctly. But unfortunately, people are after the body. Today is all about the body. Body, 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 body. Everything is a body consciousness. Body comes from the klipot. Body comes from the klipot. So whenever your body tells you to do something, like for example, people going to the gym. It's become a fanatic thing about the gym. People are in the gym. I met a person who's going twice a day. I think it's a little bit too much. In the morning, 6 to 7. Then at night, 9 to 10. Every day. Every day. And if I talk to that person about spirituality, they will be very far. How can that be? Because the body development is very important for them. Very hard for them to listen. So once the body took over, it's 70% and 30% the soul. Very difficult to get the person out. You know? So you need a person to know how to do it, to trick them to get into spirituality. The body consciousness don't want to give at all. Nothing. The body don't want to give nothing. So if you think the body has something good in it, nothing is giving, everything receiving. Pure receiving. That's why one time somebody came to the Baal Shem Tov, said to the Baal Shem Tov, you're the worst person I ever met. He said, you know what, you're right. But you can say it about my body, you cannot say it about my soul. My body is a terrible person. But my soul, tzaddik. My body, shame, I'm so ashamed of my body. ובזה נמצאים הפוכים ממנו יתברך, שהוא יתברך, אין לו רצון לקבל חס ושלום כלל וכלל. And that's why the body consciousness is totally the opposite from the creator blessed would be, because the creator has nothing to do with desire to receive, nothing. Not even the pure desire to receive, not exist in the creator. וכל רצונו הוא רק להנות ולהשפיע. Because the creator, if you want to define what God is, להנות ולהשפיע. God wants to do one thing, to give and to influence. That's why teenager, if you really want to understand God, you have to talk to teenager. Because teenager has within them the two forces very strong. They have the body 100%, soul 100%. Only teenager, by the way. It's top in 19. You're still in it. It's top in 19. In 19, the soul changing to ruach. It's shifting. Now it's a nefesh. So after the bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah, from 12 to 19 for women, from 13 to 19 for men. That's why it's bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. It's not just they came up with the age. No, there is a time when the soul shifts. So that's why if you go back to your life, you will understand that in age 12 or 13, something happened to you. Regardless if you celebrate it or not. It happened to every human being. So by the age of 19, most people going through a change. Mental change. A lot of people go through a mental change. They start thinking different about who they are. Very difficult age, by the way. Because you're shifting now, in 19 you start shooting, am I going after the body or the soul? Very difficult. And that's why teenagers respect them. They are fighting body 100%, soul 100%. That's why you can see them going, when they love, they go 100%. They're ready to die for their love. But when they go selfish, they go 100% selfish for the body. They have both 100. And that's why it's a teenager. Okay, it's a very difficult time because that's the time the nefesh and the ruach in their spirit start fighting. It's a very difficult fight. But you can learn a lot from teenagers. They can be psychic. They can. If you talk to them open and say, hey, I don't know this, that, they will tell you things. You know? But they are the most selfish and the most giving in the same time. Very difficult age. ועל כן נקראות הקליפות מתים, כי בהיפוך תורתה בחיי החיים נמצאים מתחתכים ממנו. Why do we call the קליפות? We call the קליפות מתים, dead. We call them the dead one. Why do we call them the dead one? Because everything about the klipot is me, me, and myself. And because if everything about the klipot is me, me, and myself, they are nichtachim memeno. They are separate themselves from God. God is all about life. Klipot is all about death. That's why the body has to die. The body has to die because the body has nothing to do with who you are. The body is going to... Now, if we're getting to Tchiyat HaMetim, if we're getting to Mashiach and everything like that, then we're able to fix not the body, we're able to fix that selfish of the body, like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva did it. He achieved it. He's one of those people who achieved it. What did Rabbi Akiva did? What did Rabbi Akiva did? If you read about the Gemara, what he used to say, Rabbi Akiva only used to go to lunch, not like me. He used to say to the body, I see that you're hungry. In half an hour, I'm going to take you to lunch. He used to talk to the body like a separate person. Okay, body, we're going to go to lunch at 12:30. Like a different person. Can you imagine? Like the body is a different thing. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take a shower now for you. Okay, I will do it for you. It's almost like he separated the soul and the body 100%. And he only started at age 40, Rabbi Akiva. Age 40, he started to become spiritual. And then, when they kill him, how did they kill him? They remove his skin. When they remove the skin, what happened? His students say, Rabbi, ad matai. He said to him, they say, until when you will believe in spirituality? And he answered, kol chayai. All my life I was waiting for that moment. And now this moment came and you want me to let it go? What does that mean with this verse? He said, all my life I want to win my body. And I couldn't. The only time you know you win your body is a minute before death. Minute before death. That minute, you have to decide you're going right or left. It's very difficult. And he said, okay, body. And the Roman taking his skin off. What happened? Because he won it. Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu the prophet, gave them a different body to deal with, and he took the real body and buried it. And the Roman thought they were dealing with him, but it wasn't him. Because we have, besides the soul, we have two bodies. We have two bodies. Okay, we have the body that is the body, and there is another body. When you do spiritual thing, your body, the real body, starts changing. The fake body is the body of the klipot and all this and that. I don't want to blow your mind now, but you need to know how deep it is. You have two bodies.
Can you repeat that? What do you mean?
You have two bodies. There's nothing to repeat.
Where is it?
Let me shake his hand. No, it's not.
There's a soul and two bodies.
No. Soul is soul. Body is body. The body doesn't split to two. So you have two bodies. You have the body, spiritual body. If you work on yourself, the spiritual body starts to become stronger. And then there is the fake body. You know? So the klipot only want to take. Ven by mishif oit barach klum. And the klipot don't have any light. They don't have anything. ועל כן גם הגוף הניזון על ישראל שברו הקליפות נמצא גם כנחתך מהחיים. And that's why the body nourish from the dark side, nourish from the קליפות. So the body also cut itself from the life. והוא מלא זוהמה. And the body is full of dirt. זוהמה mean dirt. The entire body is dirty. From head to toes, all dirty. Only desire to receive for oneself alone. Doesn't matter how much sharing you do. The body is the most dirty thing exists. That's why how do you know maturity of a person? When the person starts to be ashamed of his selfishness. How you know immaturity? Person is not ashamed of his selfishness. When you're going on a date, that's what you check first. How selfish the person is and how much they're ashamed of their selfishness. You know? Like when you start changing, sharing become the real deal. When you're not changing, receiving become the real deal. You know, I was, I grew up in a tough neighborhood. In Israel, I grew up in a very tough neighborhood. In my neighborhood, if you show any aspect of sharing, it would be very bad news. You know, very bad news. It would be like, they will look at you like you are, not that that's a bad thing, but that's how they will call you, a female. You know, Brother Scott. So the idea that you have to survive. You have to survive in that city that you have to be like a man. You're the man, you know? You have to be, say, tough. So if you sit with everybody and you have a thought of sharing, you don't share it. Because that's not cool. You have to show a thought of receiving. Who are you going to steal from? Who are you going to kill? What are you going to do? So it was klipot, all dark side. And the idea is that the body consciousness is controlling our universe. Our entire universe, that's our body. It's all body. So when you say, people tell me all the time, there is bad people. So there is no bad people. No such a thing as bad people. There's bad influence. The body influences the soul. You got to be careful. There's no bad people. Never will be bad people. Even person, Chas v'Shalom, who kill everybody, is not bad. More person do bad thing, less he has control. Remember that. People who do bad things is because they have no control. They lost control. People who do good things, that's when they're capable of controlling. So the one who has bad temper, killing, stealing, those people you see in prison, they not have control over the body. I told you about the show that I saw from Florida. It's one of the shows that touched me so much. It's a program that they do for people from 16 to 19 who couldn't control themselves, either kill somebody, either steal from somebody. You know about it, right? I don't know what area they're doing it. I think Miami, right? And they take them into an army base, and they said to them, listen, we're not going to put you in prison if you work with us. But they humiliate them like an army base for 1 year, sometimes for 2 years, to see if they can handle that. If they overcome it, they don't have to go to prison, and they go back home, and they give them a job, they're helping them, instead of going to prison. I'm talking about thief and killer. So they show the program live, like reality. And what they show, one of the things that touched me the most, not everybody making it. And they tell them, this is your chance to get out of freedom. And some of the kids, 18 years old, they're falling apart. They say, I cannot take it. Somebody humiliate me. I say, it's better somebody humiliate you that you will go 30 years in prison. 30 years in prison, 1 year of humiliation, what's better? So I don't care. Nobody talk to me like that. And they leave the program. So what do you say about that? So you say one thing about that. You understand now that the body control them. They're no longer in control. So when I watch that show, and the one who gives so much donation to them is The Rock. You know that big fighter? He's the one who donates for everything and does everything. God bless him. So he's there, and that's what he's dedicated his life for, because he tells them, I was in the worst part of my life when I started. I didn't have a chance. I want to give people a chance. And I was so touched by that. So touched by that. You know, and I'm trying to call them so I can go there one time at least to give a lecture, to motivate them, not to give up. I don't want them to give up. And I want to tell them, your body is talking. It's not you. You, pure. The body is killing you. So when you see a bad person or doing bad thing, whatever it is, drugs, stealing, God forbid, killing, doing the worst of the worst, they're not bad. They're just the body took over. They can't stop. They can't. Impossible to stop. וכל זה הוא משום שהרצון לך לקבל ולא להשפיע נדבע בו. Why is the body like this? Why is the body? Because there is only desire to receive oneself alone in the body. Only me, 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 and myself. And you can't stop. כי רצונו תמיד פתוח לקבל העולם ומלואו לתוך ביתנו. The body consciousness is all about how can I receive to my stomach everything. And it's never enough. The body never gets satiated. More and more and more and more. And more and more and more and more. You know? Nobody on TV sells you something for your soul. Most of the thing is for your body. Most of the thing is your body. It's never end. Never end. Never end. More and more and more and more. ועל כן רשעים בחייהם נקראים מתים. Wicked people, we call them dead people. The way you call wicked is dead people. Why? Because רשעים is the same letter as רצון של עצמו, desire to receive for oneself alone. That's what it translated for. What is a wicked person? Somebody who is only thinking about himself. כי מתוך שינוי צורתם עד לקצה בשורשם. What is a rasha? What is a wicked person? Somebody who changed totally from the way the Creator meant to build this universe. So the Creator meant to build this universe only based on sharing. What happened to us? We went so far away from it that all what we think achievement is what you achieve. Most motivational speaker, most people who tell you what to get. It's all about how can I get, how can I get your body? Wake up. So your body conscious is kind of getting excited. I want to get, I want to get, I want to get. Even losing weight, even not eating, is coming because you want to get attention. You want to get the six pack, you want to look better, you want to do that. So now more people look at you. You've been accepted to the society. You've been accepted into whatever you want to be accepted for. So now, again, the body gets accepted, not you. So you worship the body. So if we all worship the body, what's left of this universe? We're a disaster here. And it's called metim. It's called dead. שאין להם מבחינת ההשפעה כלום. נחתכים ממנו התברך והם המתים ממש. So the body and the klipot and the dark side cut themselves from the Creator, cut themselves from the light because they're no longer alive. Because what never make us alive is how giving we are. Now if you give for the sake of receiving, it's also receiving. You can trick, say, okay, I want to give you a gift. Why you give me the gift? Because I want you to love me. The body consciousness just get in. Very difficult. It's all day long. All day long. It's work. All day long. But it's better to try to give even for the wrong reason than not give at all. So it's you start like that, you know? You start. You're giving charity. You're giving a coin. You're giving help. You do something. You volunteer. All kind of thing of giving. ואף על גב שמדומה שגם הרשעים יש להם מבחינת השפעה של עודים צדקה וכדומה. He says, sometimes you look at wicked people that give charity. They give charity, they're nice people. אמנם כבר אמרו עליהם בזוהר, the book of the Zohar of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai already deal with that situation. דכל חסד דאבדין לגרמאיו. הוא דאבדין. The Zohar said, whatever they do for themselves. Even when they give for themselves. They want to look good in the eyes of people. And from here we learn that matan baseter means people who give hiddenly. People who give with nobody know, that's a real giving because you cannot get ego from that. You only think how to give. So that's the secret of giving. שעיקר כוונתון הם לעצמם לכבודם. עיין שם. The Zohar said in this section that many people donate synagogue, donate Torah, donate think, but the main thing they want to do is their name. I want to make sure their name is there. So this is not really the donation what they care about. They not enjoy the donation. They enjoy the handshake of the people who tell them, wow, you, let me tell you, you are unbelievable, thank you. You know? And that's the missing point. And that's why when people ask me, how can I practice my giving? I say, stop giving to people who hate you. So why should I give to people who hate you? Because they're never going to say thank you. They're never going to thank you. Never. So then you get it, you did it, and you did it. You go say, hey, I love your shoes to your person who hates you the most. So this week Debbie asked me to do it with few people on the phone and text and this and that. You did a great job, right? You did a great job. And after that, I was looking for attention from Debbie. I said, Debbie, how come you didn't believe I am capable of doing that? I'm very insulted. He said, here you go again. You lost it. You did well there, now you want attention from me. I said, no, I mean, a little bit energy going on here. I need some battery. So, but you missed the point. Yes, you did it right here, but now if you want it from me, you're going back to vicious cycle because you want to take. What do you want to ask?
I just want to say, if I donate to across the world anonymously, it's better than like how I see people at Cedar Sinai putting their name on the elevator.
Much higher.
In the lobbies.
Much higher.
It's a higher force.
Yeah. The only problem with that, there is one little problem. One little problem that we can solve it. We can solve that problem. The problem with that is that you know that you donated. That's, nobody can help you. So you're going home, and that's why a person needs a teacher. So a person goes to the teacher and talks. So many people come to me and say, yeah, how do I do it? So one time somebody donate, and he asked me what to do, how to do it. I said, well, listen, you're going to donate, and I will insult you in public. So sign the paper that you're okay with that. He signed with me the paper. And basically for 5 weeks, I diminish his life. His life, one of people, you have no idea. Like, you have no idea. The person didn't believe this is going on. And his wife keep asking me, they're asking him, is Eliyahu took his pills? Is he okay? And I don't know why he pick up on you. Everybody is nice to them. And his wife say, I saw that you gave a big check to the Torah, to the... And he's keep after you. So, yeah, and he tell his wife that I lost my mind, so she will not come after me. And he cried at one point. He cried, said, Eliyahu, are you sure about this thing? Because I'm losing it. I said, that's good, that's good. It's removing your negativity. And after 4 weeks, I told him, I came to him, I said, hey, listen, I look at your face, you think I think it's making more damage than good. You sure you want me to continue? So to be honest, I have doubts about it. I have some doubts. and we started laughing about it. And then he did it. I mean, it was amazing. Not only he did it with me, then he started helping a program of education to different kids who need help. And he started helping so many people. He, from that moment, he just grew and grew. And his business grew. It became like amazing. And sometimes he called me and we laugh about those moments. He said, why didn't you crush me more? He used to tell me. I said, because at that time, you were different. Now, you know, 10, 11 years after, you know the point.
You have to be crushed like Moses was
No, you don't have to crush.
Like humbled. Right?
No. You have no control. If you have control over that, then you're not crushing. Then you know it's coming. But you have to crush in a way that you have no clue how to get crushed. That your kids will be ashamed of you as a father. That's how far it goes. That they want to say, I don't want to be with this man. Yeah, you're not ready for that yet. So I'm talking about the real deal. That if you're going on a date, that in the middle of the date, I appear there, say, are you sure you want to be with this woman? So I'm talking about like really, there's nothing left from you. Now, nobody want to go to that. But that's why the person has to sign a paper and say, I agree to this term. You know, and I didn't meet a lot of people. I didn't meet a lot of people like that. Was ready to do that, I met. But I did it to myself too. You can ask Debbie. I took a group of men, and before Rosh Hashanah, right? Remember Bokarton? So I said, men, this is your time to say everything bad about me. And I know I took the worst one, the one who ate my lecture the most and hate me the most. I didn't take the one who liked me. So does anybody want to complain, something not working right? I start taking their name. Thank you. Say, next week we have bagel, cream cheese. I want to invite only you. And people look at me and said, you sure you invite the right? I said, don't even get closer to me. I went in a room. I take a chair. I put myself in the middle. I say, it's your time. You can tell me whatever wrong with me, and I will not even answer. And they look at each other. Are you for real? I say, yeah. Stop killing Bob. And I said to them, now I give you another chance. If you feel I'm doing something wrong, in the middle of my lecture, you're disturbing me. And I remember at that point, Debbie told me, listen, this is wrong. I said, let it be. And in some of my lecture, if you remember, that I used to speak, and people come in the middle of my lecture on Shabbat and say, excuse me, why don't you step off the microphone? I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me give the lecture. And everybody was... And I said, if I cannot pass through that, then I'm not a man. I didn't pass my test. You gotta be able, whatever you face, and overcome, you don't have first to face again, and if you face it, it's fun. My wife took me to a, I don't know how you call it, to a room, mysterious room that you have to find clue. Escape room. I don't know the name for those things. Escape room. So I didn't know what, I was complaining. So how my wife shut me down that I will not complain, she buy the ticket. She always does it to me. Like when we going to negotiate, she buy the ticket. All of us are going, ticket. But I don't like those things. We go in there. So I'm looking, you know, those of you who know my business mind right away, I'm on the square feet, how much money they make. In a second, like I know, I will tell you how much money they make. Better than an apartment. So it's 3 room, time this, time 1 hour, the amount of people, how many hours. And then the second thing I'm doing, I say, we are locked. We're in prison. And we pay money for that. So I realized the difference between adventure and chaos, the only it's frame of mind. When you decide it's adventure. When you decide it's not, it's chaos. So when you go into chaos, if you change it into adventure, it becomes adventure. Do you understand what I'm saying? It becomes like fun. So it's all what your frame of mind. You're going through some tough time, is it adventure or chaos? It's up to you. Life is an illusion. It's all fake. Fake. The whole thing is an illusion. It's not real. When you're going up and down, not real. It's an adventure room. You're in, what's it, secret room? Escape room. You're in an escape room. You are always in an escape room. But do you want to enjoy it? It was at one point that my kids has to do something together. They have to take a ball. I don't know. That I could never do it because they need coordination, a lot of coordination. So we are watching them. And I'm afraid to watch, to give evil eye, like maybe the ball will fall because you're supposed to lift the ball from the bottom all the way up and then you have to go to a hole. I mean, something that for me will take maybe 6 hours. So, or never. So I'm watching them and it was an amazing moment for me because I'm watching something is going on. There's unity in front of my eyes. And we found the key, we get out of the room, we were very proud and happy, the ego get in. And then she told us, oh, it's a beginning room. Why do you have to say it? For me, it wasn't. So what I'm trying to say, that whenever you go to something and you want to do giving, don't look for credit. Looking for the giving is the first step. Second step, don't look for credit. It's called acceptance. The addiction, number one addiction in the world is acceptance. You need to know, or validation if you want. It's more than cocaine, by the way. I work in a rehab for 2 years. I'm telling you, it's not cocaine. So, by the way, the number one addictive thing, it's drinking. It's not cocaine. First drinking, then the other drugs. So when I worked there, what I found out about every person there is acceptance. Or giving up the acceptance. They don't believe nobody will ever accept them, so they do the drugs. Or they will be accepted to the group of other people who do drugs. All about acceptance, all day long, from morning to night. So when you are going on a date, and the one thing you want to check is you have a body or you have a soul of one of you. You have to check it right away. If it's all body, there's no hope there. Stop being a fixer. Stop fixing them. You know? For fixing. And usually men, I'm sorry, men don't develop very quickly with the soul. They don't. They develop very slowly. Their body is not being developed. Usually it's said that men only when they reach 54, that's the beginning of the soul development. Very late, unfortunately. Very late. 54, very late. Very late. For a woman, it's not that early, by the way. Women are supposed to do it at age 41. 41 is the biggest shift for a woman. For biggest shift for a man is 54. It's kind of far. Far. So what do you do when they are growing? They either care about the business, about sex, about this, about that. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because the body control is very strong. But a person who starts practicing spirituality at a younger age, they can already change when they're 33. It's a magical age, by the way. 33 is magical. Now, whoever practices spirituality, 33 is when they shift, when they change. But most people don't change at 33 because they don't do spirituality. They do religion, but they don't do spirituality. Religion can be, I'm selfish in the name of God. And I said, you can be religious, but you are selfish in the name of God. So now you're eating kosher in the name of God, but you take it. You're angry in the name of God. In the last week, I'm trying to pick peace between two synagogues on this street. So I go to this synagogue, they're hitting this one. I go to this one, they're hitting this one. And wherever I pray, they talk bad about each other. So I gave it up already. So I decide to pray one day here, one day here, one day here, one day here. And then we say, this is funny, you're going from one to another. I say, well, it's peace, peace. They can see my face here, they see my face there. They get angry, I'm going to the other one. They get angry, I'm going to the other one. I don't care. And the idea is that people didn't move the body consciousness. You can pray to God, but still with the body. Is your soul praying to God? That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Is your soul praying to God? We have thousands of people. I pray one time, I gave a lecture to 3,000 people. So in my lecture that they asked me to give was to shift them from body to soul. Very difficult. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? You have to be ready to die. Why you have to be ready to die? Because the body has to die. What really happened to Rosh Hashanah? Your body died. Your actual body died. So which body is still there? It's called Kista de Chayuta. Kista de Chayuta, pocket of life. God has given you a little bit in your battery just to keep going so you can do all the kavanot and meditation so you later on you will stay alive for the whole year. Kista de Chayuta, a little bit of life, a little bit. But you're dying. Rosh Hashanah, you're dying. That's why you're not allowed to sleep during the day. Why are you not allowed to sleep during the day? Not allowed. Forbidden to sleep during the day. Why? On the second day, you're allowed. Second day, after the shofar, you're allowed. Mm-hmm. But first day, after the shofar, you can't, because you're dead. So if you go to sleep, you're activating the sleeping of the body, sleeping of the soul, everything is shutting down. It's dangerous. You put yourself life in danger. And in Rosh Hashanah day, talk less, almost don't talk at all. Some people don't eat, which is the best thing to do. Like not to eat until the end of Shabbat, but most people cannot do that. Who can fast? Who can fast like from morning till afternoon? You have to fast from the morning till like 1:30 or 2 o'clock. Very difficult. So most people don't want to do that. And at 2, you're supposed to eat. You know? But if you do it right, less talking. Of course, no phone. Of course, no nothing. Just focusing on the soul, your soul starts praying. But if you focus on the body, what can I eat? What kind of coffee? What kind of this? That, and you talk, pa, 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 and you drink coffee and food, blah, blah, blah. Silent. I was with my teacher where every time, Rosh Hashanah, before, while, and after. You would never eat. Only black coffee with no milk, no sugar. Or tea. That's it. Zero. Now we're talking about consciousness. I'm talking, you will be careful not to talk. No have conversation with anybody. Not even alone. At night, yes. During the dinner, talking, laughing, good time. Morning come, face change. Going to war, on the job. Going to war. You're redeeming back your body. Your body has no excuse for what you did this year. Your body was connected to the clipboard. So now you can bring your body back. You're going to talk again. You're going to eat again. You're going to give the body what the body wants. No, body, excuse me. The soul going to fight. Why you have to keep your body healthy? Why in Judaism you got to take care of your body health? There's no other religion that tell you have to take care of your body. You have to make sure your body is healthy. One of the mitzvot, one of the precepts, to take care of your body. You have to do sport, you have to eat well. There is all laws on that in the Torah. How can that be? Because, and I read it today, the angel is talking to Rabbi Yosef Karo, and he says, you got to be careful how much water you drink. And he tell you, it's the first time I read it. If you drink too much water, it's unhealthy. I didn't know too much water can be unhealthy. I just find out today. So too much water, how can it be? Too much water can be unhealthy. What they teach us, as much as you want water, is the healthiest. Now I learned something else. You don't drink water, you make yourself sick. He said to him, that's the number one rules. No water make you sick, too much water make you sick. Did you hear something like this? I never heard it before. Omnam ha-tzadikim ha-oskim ba-Torah u-b-mitzvot al-menat shelo lekabel pras. When the tzadikim, when the righteous people doing mitzvot and study Torah, they, again, everybody study Torah and doing mitzvot. There's so many religious people who do that. But look what it says. They doing Torah and mitzvot al-menat shelo lekabel pras. You know why they study? Do you know what they hear the Torah on Shabbat? Do you know why they're doing what they're doing? So that will help them not to look for reward for the good thing they're doing. Look carefully. Listen carefully. The only reason to study, the only reason to do precept, what we call mitzvot, so your body slowly, slowly will get into a place that I don't want to get reward for the good thing I'm doing. What is the religious brain telling you? Study Torah, do mitzvot, so you can get benefit from God, so you can have money, you can be healthy. The opposite. Do mitzvot and study Torah, so your body will train itself not to look for reward. All changing. You know, I try to teach it in the shul, where I'm praying now. So this Shabbat, I try to bring it in. So every Shabbat I'm teaching there. You can, all can come. 5:45, I'm giving lecture in Shuva. So it's a Sephardic minyan. 75% is ultra-Orthodox Persian with the black hat and everything. So they invite me to give lecture every time. And every time I bring the same point. Same point. And every time I have a difficult time with that. This time it went a little bit better because I brought three stories to give the example. And the story do well with them. So I start teaching them and they look, wow. And there is one Persian guy. He's a scholar. He loves to study. And he starts asking the good question. He said to me, Eliyahu, does that mean every time I read the story of the Torah, it's like I'm making fun of God? I said, yes. Oh my God, he got it. He got it that the Torah and the mitzvot is not just another story. Yeah, he looked like, oh my God. He was so happy that he got it. You know? Ela al hashpia nachat ruach liyotzran, mezakhim et gufam bazeh. How do you purify your body so your body don't want to take? Only one way, not humiliation. Study Torah, do mitzvot, and through that, you purify your body. Humiliation comes only if the person don't want to study Torah and don't want to do mitzvot. But if the person do the mitzvot and study Torah, and he said, through the good action I'm doing, please God help my body to get purified, then the body gets purified. Ume'aprim et kli ha-kabbalah sheba'em al p'chilat ha-ashpa. And the two aspects, only two tools, study Torah and doing mitzvot, you're asking from God through doing that, please change my body consciousness from receiving into sharing. That's the purpose. That's the real purpose of study Torah. That's the real purpose of doing mitzvot. By the way, Rav Ashlag write about this type of study. It purified your body. 1 hour purified your body for 1 year. After 1 hour, equal to 1 year. Can you imagine? 1 year of purification. על דבר שאמר רבנו הקדוש גלוי וידוע, ולא נהניתי אפילו באצבע קטנה זו. יצא עם מסכת כתובות, יצא עם דגמרא, יצא עם תלמוד, that רבנו הקדוש, one of the greatest rabbi in the Talmud said, God know that I didn't even enjoy this physical world with my little finger. Now we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was one of the greatest, richest people ever live. When he used to do Shabbat dinner, he had 1,000 people for dinner. So you understand the food and the wine. He had the most expensive one. He has the most expensive things come from Italy. There is a one place in Italy, you maybe don't know it, but you should Google it later, that where Moses teleported himself. Moses teleported himself to one city. You should Google it. I don't know the name. And Moses teleported this... I don't know the name. He teleported himself to this city, and it's a midrash. And when he teleported himself to this city, he actually brought different things from there. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi have everything in his life. And how can he say in the end of his life, I didn't enjoy this universe even with this little finger? What Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi tried to teach us, that even he had everything, he was able to control the body consciousness, that even what he has, he didn't even enjoy it even a little bit. And that's the secret of everything. You can ask for everything. You can ask for a billion. You can ask for fame. But how much truly you depend on it? And I remember one of the moments that I have in the Upper West Side with a very famous person, no name. And when I start coaching that individual, I said, do you understand the only reason you become famous or you become rich is for the sake of sharing? Be careful, because if you think about yourself while you're doing what you're doing, you're missing the whole point. The whole point. And, you know, for me to come so strong in a person who I just met 1 hour ago, and but those of you who know me for many years, I don't hold back. You know, I say it the way it is. And whoever closer to me know it's a real friendship. And that's why it's real friendship is important for me. So I told that individual, and thank God they changed. And then after that, they did a performance that has to do only with spirituality, thank God. And the idea, what I'm trying to tell you, is the study, the mitzvot, is to change me into transformation of spirituality. וזה שדרשו זל על פסוק, ולומר לציון, עמי אתה ודרשו. עמי אתה בשותפות אשר הצדיקים הם השותפים עם הבורא. Righteous people are partner with the creator. They are the partner of the creator. יתברך ביותם שהוא יתברך התחיל הבריאה, צדיקים גומרים אותה. Because God started the creation and righteous people end up the creation. What is righteous people? Righteous people mean that you, מצדיקים, you are justified whatever is going on. When you justify everything happening in your life, the bad and the good, then you're righteous. When you justify that whatever happened in your life, the bad news that happened to you, is actually, you justified it, that means you're righteous. And that's why you can finish whatever God starts. God never wants to finish the creation. He wants to leave it unfinished. So he leaves it for us to finish it. And the finishing part can only happen by people who understand the truth of Torah and mitzvot. They are getting rid of the selfish desire of the body. And through that, the decision they're making, everything they're making, making a difference. ליותם מהפכים כלי הקבלה על כלי השפעה. Through their behavior, they change the receiving force they have in them into a giving force. And when they do that, this is like, woo, unbelievable. Veda, they call in Yana Chidush, this whole new thing, שהמציאה בוראית ברך וזו הבריאה שאמרו זל, שהוציאו אותה יש מאין. Whatever we see in our life is יש מאין. Something from nothing. Why do we call it something from nothing? Because the something was desired to receive. The nothing was not desired to receive. אין זה החידוש נופל זולת על הצורה של הרצון ליהנות, המודבע בכל נברא שיותר מזה, לא נתחדש כלום בסוד הבריאה. When God created the world, he wanted to do good to all the creation. And because God wanted to do good to all creation, automatically there is a desire to receive that good of creation. But that desire has been developed into a selfish desire. But the original desire was only desire because God want to give you. See, if I want to give you 5 coins, and I'm God, automatically I develop within you a desire to receive those 5 coins. But if now you want 5 coins, not because I want to give you, that's already desire to receive for oneself alone. So you, whenever you desire something, you want to desire it because you know the creation want to give it to you. But if you want it because you want it, That's already a sin. You can want everything. Let's say you want a private jet tomorrow. No problem. No problem. You want to control immortality. No problem. You want to control the wind in Florida. No problem. It's all yours. But you want it because you don't have it, or you want it because the Creator wants to give it to you. If you can change that, you control everything in life. But if you can't change that, then it's controlling you. If it's controlling you, that's a body consciousness.